Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. And as usual, I'm John Yule, and as usual, Muttle Coates will be with me later on. And we hope you enjoy the 2 hours of music we've chosen for you this afternoon, whether you're listening live, warts and all, or on the podcast, which will also be warts and all, by the way. So glad you could join us. And if you were at Crook Social Club on Thursday, you'll know that James Allsop opened his set with the same tune as we've just opened ours. The number in question is, of course, Nobody Else But Me by Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein, which was written for the 1946 revival of Showboat, and in fact it was Jerome Kern's last composition. We heard it played by Corey Weeds on tenor, David Heseltine on piano, Ken Lister on the bass, Jessica Hall on drums, and it was recorded at the Monarch Studios in Vancouver, August the 26th, 2019, and it comes from Curry's album entitled Day by Day. Moving on then to the much-missed Natalie Cole now, and we're going to hear from the album Still Unforgettable, the second album paying tribute to her father's work, and this was recorded at Capitol in Hollywood. It was released in 2008. I think it must have been recorded the year before. The arranger is Jim Hogart, and this is a song I've always associated with Tony Bennett, but in this case, Natalie Cole pays tribute to her own father by singing The Best Is Yet To Come.
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum. You came along and everything started to hum. Still, it's a real good bet. The best is yet to come. Is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? You think you've seen the sun, but you ain't seen it shine. Wait till the warm-up's underway. Wait till our lips have met. Wait till you see that sunshine day. You ain't seen nothing yet. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't that be fine? The best is yet to come, come the day you're mine. Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a fly. Come the day of mine, I'm gonna teach you to fly. We've only tasted the wine. We're gonna drain that cup dry. My, my. Wait till your charms are ripe for these arms to surround. The best is yet to come. Come the day you're mine. Wait till you're locked in my embrace. Wait till I
The best is yet to come, sings Natalie Cole. We've already had one track recorded in Vancouver, and that was for Corey Weed's Cellar label, as this one is. This recording took place at the Warehouse Studios on November the 28th in Vancouver, as I've just said, and this was a date for the Dave Robbins Sextet and an album called Joan of Art. The lineup then: Dave Robbins, the leader, on drums, Steve Holy on bass, Chris Gestrin on piano, Mike Allen on tenor, Brad Turner on the trumpet, and Rod Murray on trombone. This is a Latin working of a Dave Brubeck classic, and therefore the title changes to Take Cinco. This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM and other outlets, and my name's John Yule. Singer and pianist Peter Concitti now, Peter Cincotti. This was his debut album, recorded at the Avatar Studios in New York City on, I haven't got the exact date, but it was actually released in 2003. So with Peter we have fine David Fink on the bass and Kenny Washington on drums. The track Are You The One was originally written by Peter when he was only 13 years old, but lyrics were subsequently added by his mother Cynthia and his sister Pia. Here then is Peter Cincotti with You Are The One.
the question that I pose is really easy. It came to me the moment you walked by. It seemed to me you looked at me so sweetly. The moment that I stared into your eyes. Are you the one to steal my heart completely? Are you the one that I am to adore? Are we the pair that slips away discreetly? Are you the one that I have waited for? We can toast the moon sitting by a fire, and then walk hand in hand for others to admire. Are you the one to paint the town so brightly? Are you the one I simply can't ignore? Are we the pair that dance together nightly? Are you the one that I have waited for? Be no finer. Are you the one to paint the town so brightly? Are you the one I simply can't ignore? Are we the pair that dance together nightly? Are you the one? Are you the one? Are you the one? Oh, are you the one?
New release time now, and the number one album on the American Jazz Countdown last week, but although it's actually dropped down to number five this weekend, this is the new album from drummer Joe Farnsworth, on what I think is possibly his best album to date, certainly his best for a long time. It's called The Big Room and was recorded at the Smoke Jazz Club itself on January the 28th. Earlier this year, which I think makes it the first album recorded this year that we featured on the show. Here, Joe has ensembled a sextet of outstanding current-day talents, five of whom are responsible for the compositions on the album here. I think I'm right in saying that five out of the seven, out of the top of my head, were contributed by different members of the band, and the other two were non-originals. This contribution then comes from the great pianist Emmett Cohen, who was announced this week, for anybody that's checking into his regular Emmett's Place videos, which have been running now for several years. Emmett has announced that he'll be stopped running these from the end of the month, but there'll no doubt be plenty of them on YouTube for you to catch up for throughout the winter. Right, where are we then? Yes, Joe Farnsworth, from his new album, which is called The Big Room, and this is You Already Know.
Thank you.
Joe Farnsworth leading the band on his new CD, The Big Room. And I'm pleased to see the young alto player Sarah Hanahan included by Joe in this lineup. Sarah first came to my attention when she appeared last year on the excellent Ulysses Owen III album, Generation Y. Other members of this group with Joe Farnsworth include Jeremy Pelt on trumpet, Joe Russ on vibraphone, Yashuma Nakamura on the bass, and Emmett Cohen is on the piano, as I think we established before we played that last track, which was an Emmett Cohen composition, of course. All but one track has been composed by the band. I've now counted them up. There's just the one non-original on the album, as opposed to two, as I indicated later on. And indeed, the one coming up now is the composition by Joe Farnsworth himself, his own contribution to the set, and this is called Prime Time. Joe Farnsworth, his new album, The Big Room, is on the Smoke Sessions label, and it's now just become available here in the UK. Back to 1957 and one of the many fine vocal albums recorded by Julie London. This one is called Julie, not to be confused with Julie's Her Name or Julie's Her Name Volume 2. Liberty Records did not have an awful lot of imagination when it came to naming Julie's albums, although there are plenty of them. This one then was recorded at the Liberty Studios in Hollywood in October 1957 under the arrangements of Jimmy Rawls. The song For You was written by Joe Burke and Al Dubin in 1932 for a film short called A Billboard Girl, where it was sung by Bing Crosby. Here with, I think, Bud Shank on flute, it's sung for us by Julie London.
I will gather stars out of the blue for you, for you. I'll wear a string of pearls made of the dew for you. Over the highway and over the street, carpets of clover, I'll lay at your feet. There's nothing in this world I wouldn't do for you. Nothing in this world I wouldn't do for you, for you, for you, for you.
Unmistakably, Julie London. The gig guide now, and this is all very heavily concentrated on tomorrow night, the 8th, Wednesday the 8th of October. Jazz at the Lascar presents a solo performance by pianist and keyboard player Elchin Sheranov. Cubanos tomorrow night, organist Ryan Taylor will be in residence with Phil Johnson on drums and Chris Walker on guitar. At the Crucible tomorrow evening, and I've just been across to check, and this is actually in the main auditorium of the Crucible, not the Playhouse. So in the main auditorium of the Crucible tomorrow night, starting at 7:15, but customers are requested to be there about half an hour earlier. The attraction is the Pocket Ellington, which I think is a little bit self-explanatory, and the Pocket Ellington features, amongst others, Alan Barnes and Dave Green. Also on the bill, a singer called Vamila Rowe with her quartet, and I must say I've been quite impressed by what I've seen from Vamila on the web in the last week or so. And finally, a heads up for next Tuesday, next week, the 14th, at the Worksop Library, when the popular guitarist Stuart McCallum is appearing in what I think is a solo performance. Now on to a live recording at, where was it, the Jazz Standard in New York City, recorded in December 2004, and a trio led by the pianist Bill Mays, who was born in Sacramento, California, 1944, Worked for a long time in California, went to New York, and then I think he sort of made his way back to the coast sometime around about 15, 20 years ago. Here he is then with Martin Wind on bass and Matt Wilson on drums. The composition is from Ornette Coleman and is called When Will the Blues Leave?
Thank you.
At the Jazz Standard, that was the Bill Mays Trio. As I hinted last week, two offerings from Christian McBride in the big band slot this week. Christian's latest album has actually gone number one this week. He's knocked Joe Farnsworth off the top of the American charts after just the 1 week. It's actually a bit of a departure for Christian, but an album that's in the style that a number have been recently, where his own big band has backed a whole range of singers from different genres, different vocalist on each track. But we're going back to the second big band album that Christian recorded, and for my money this is the best one. The album called Bringing It was recorded at the Avatar Studios in New York City and released in 2017. Here's the Dave Mann Bob Hillard classic, most associated with Frank Sinatra, in the wee small hours of the morning. Solos coming up from Christian McBride on bass, of course. He also did the arrangement, and on tenor, Dan Pratt.
Thank you.
Christy McBride's Big Band and in the wee small hours of the morning. This is the first of two tracks I'm going to play from this album by Christian McBride and his Big Band, Bringing It, which goes back to 2017. Christian arranged all but two of the cuts on the session and composed three of the numbers, including this one. We hear a soprano solo on this particular take from Steve Wilson, and here's Christian McBride and the rest of the Big Band with Youthful Bliss. Thank you. The Christian McBride Big Band here on Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, your host for the first hour, John Yule. And this first hour is nearly finished now, but playing us out, we're going to hear from Jerry Southern. We're going back to Jerry's Decadays in Actual Fight, a recording made on the 20th of November 1956 with Ralph Burns and his orchestra. Jerry, as usual, on piano and vocals, of course, with a composition written by Ted Shapiro, James Campbell and Reginald Connolly. This goes back to the early 30s, and the sheet music, at least over here in the UK, said on the cover, this was the Prince of Wales' favourite foxtrot. I'm glad they didn't treat us to the Prince of Wales' favourite tango. Here is If I Had You, sung and played for us by Jerry Southern.
I could show the world how to smile. I could be glad all of the while. I could change the gray skies to blue if I had you. I could leave the old days behind, leave all my pals, I'd never mind. I could start my life all anew if I had you. I could climb the snow-capped mountains, sail the mighty ocean wide. I could cross the burning desert if I had you by my side. I could be a queen, dear uncrowned, humble or poor, rich or renowned. There is nothing I couldn't do if I had you. Mountains, sail the mighty ocean wide. I could cross the burning desert if I had you by my side. Oh, I could be a queen, dear uncrowned, humble or poor, rich or renowned. There is nothing I couldn't do if I had you.
That's Jerry Southern in her Decadays back in the mid-50s, and If I Had You. And as indicated, that completes the first hour of Swing Time for this week here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, John Yule. I am having a week off next week, so I'll not be joining you at 1 o'clock as usual, but somebody who will be joining you at 1 o'clock as usual next week is Michael Coates, who will be holding the fort for both hours of the show next week, and indeed Michael will be along in approximately 1 minute and 40 seconds time to bring you the second hour of Swing Time this week here as usual on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. From me, John Yule, cheerio for now.